N2OIQ, this is KD2AIT. Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Ranch Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomerang Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, September 15th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Keller Street in Boomer, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend, and image radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any echoing stations wishing to check in?
Yeah, WB2RUQ.
KD2IZE, Dick and Kinderhook.
Okay, there's that too. We'll start with WB2RUQ, my father John, down there in the Hudson Valley. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ, here in greater downtown Modena. Nothing, actually. It was a pretty warm day today. Puttered around the house a bit, shopping, and then Gloria had a dental appointment up in Kingston, and then we're back, and I'm watching the Mets lose their game here tonight. And that's about it. Jeff and I will be leaving 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, so at some point we'll, I don't know if he has to stop anywhere or not for your stuff, but we'll see you tomorrow afternoon. WB2RUQ.
All right. Yeah, he said you guys probably have to stop at Lowe's for that stove pipe. And I'll see you when you get up here. Probably one or two, somewhere in there. I'm imagining closer to two. And see you guys when you get here. All right. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. Let's move up through a couple notches and off to the east a little bit to KD2IZE, Dick and Kinderhook. What's going on tonight?
Hey, I'm assuming it's Jeff. I got in on this a little late, unfortunately, but yeah, doing fine here. It was a hot day, just like it was. Dad, I guess your dad's down there, the Kingston area there, whatever. So no, I just wanted to check in. I haven't been in here in a week or so wanted to say hello and hope you guys are doing good up there in Boonville. So, nothing much to report here. Just sitting here drinking some cheap bourbon and watching the transporter. This is KD2IZE. Back to you, Jeff.
All right, Dick. Yeah, it's hot up here, too. It was up in the 80s, but really humid. Back to I went out with my truck, it said it was a 90-something, but I think it's just because it's a black truck and it absorbs all that heat. But, yeah, it was warm. It's probably the hottest day this whole week. So, hey, we didn't escape it, and it sounds like you guys didn't escape it. And, yeah, you and WB2RUQ are so close, you could probably talk to each other, you know, from some of the local repeaters down that way. So, all right, well, thanks. Thanks, Dick, for checking in. You have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
That's the BSN. Good evening, Jeff.
KD2U, good evening.
KC2WI. Okay, let's make sure we got everybody here because there was a couple stuck on each other here. So we got N2PFM, WA2U, N2KPR, and KC2WI. Was there anybody else in that scrum?
Yeah, 5AOW, good evening, Jeff.
KA2NZ.
Alright, we'll start there with N2PFM, George. Good evening, what's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everybody on the net. Had a real muggy night last night. Didn't get down below 70 degrees. And got up to, again, to 84 today. Very, very humid. Extremely humid, that's for sure. And hope we're finally going to get a break in the next day or so from it. Glad of it, that's for sure. Thing of the week or so, we're going to be at the point of using a few sticks of Kindle wood at night. So, so with that, we'll say God bless and 73 is for now, N2PFM clear.
Yep, it won't be long. I'm going to have to start ordering up the pellets here soon and getting them in the house. I hate to say that, but better to get them in early than late with those things. All right, George, thanks for checking in, and stay cool up there on the mountainside, and we'll catch up with you later. WA2U. John, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening to you, Jeff, and everyone else on the net here this evening. Those that have checked in, those that are listening. We have about 69 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir. Got up to 86 today, so down to 62, I guess, last night, so mean temperature 74, I guess, the last 24 hours. Like George said, it was like a jungle. In fact, it still is. Garden's doing well. Kathy and I didn't do a whole lot today. She got up early and she went out and picked some stuff in the garden, but I've taken on a new strategy. Some of the little creatures have discovered the garden. They haven't done a bad job of it, but they're looking at about, probably 300 watts of floodlight intensity out there, so I don't think they, that seems to keep them out of the garden. It's not that expensive. It's in the moment of enlightenment, and Kathy and I went and readjusted them, so we've got the woods in back of the house here well lit up, and it's kind of funny. I hear George talking about sticks of wood in the fire. We had our fire ring, our usual tradition on Thursday evenings. I like to sit around, and we got the fire going, and I think we're all about 15 feet away from the fire ring. We just kept backing up, and from the fireplace rather. That's right, we were in camp, but it's kind of funny. But we kept it going as the evening cooled off. We got closer and closer. So did a lot of stuff inside today. Mainly did stuff with the computer and software. Kind of almost like what you do in the winter time. But anyways, we'll turn it back over to you. Oh, I got a chuckle today. I put up a clothesline. I thought, well, that'll save some dollars with the running the dryer. So I called up and I checked on the bill today. And the old lady says, oh, that won't make any difference. People told me that. And I said, well, I said, not unless you ran a dryer like five loads a day. So I said, well, I guess it keeps the heat out of the house in the summer, and the winter will keep it warmer in here. But didn't make a whole lot of difference in the bill. But that was kind of an interesting experiment. WA to you, back to that.
John, what were you saying? You added to the garden there, and the light. I didn't catch that part. I'm sorry.
Yep, about 300 watts of floodlight, outdoor floodlight. We mounted them, they're probably about maybe a foot off the ground, and they shine through the space down on one side of the garden. I didn't want them pointing out towards the road, but it seems to be a big deterrent from the night creatures being interested in the garden. WATU.
Ah, roger that. Okay. I didn't hear, I know the lights work well at keeping skunks away, but it'll be interesting to see how it works with the hoof features there. I'll have to wait and see. All right. I also wanted to know if we're going to talk about gardening. Maybe some of the next check-ins can come back with it. Why do you see people put up those aluminum foil pie pans around the top of the garden fences? Maybe somebody will know. But we'll start that maybe as a topic here. All right, we'll go off to M2KPR. Rich and Bingo, what's going on tonight? All right, Pete. I tell you, I think it's just the combination of that heat and humidity there. I don't know if it's ever been quite that extreme of a combination this whole summer. So we may have had some temperatures that were higher, but the humidity was much lower. We may have had the humidity higher, but the temperature was lower. But today it just was I walked outside today and I couldn't believe how hot it was. I'm thinking, you know, here it is in September. And hey, I'm not complaining too much, but boy, it was hot. Anyway, hi, Pete. Thanks for your check-in, and we'll catch up with you later. N5AOW, Bill, good evening. What's going on? N5AOW, copy. Well, you may have to pick up a landline or something. We'll come back. Let's see, KA2ZNZ, Jack, good evening. What's going on?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff, everybody on board. I hope you can hear me okay. I had to kind of angle the beam a little bit north to block out the Rochester repeater. You see, obviously, taking off the PL and everything else on it. And it's been making some strange noises. Well, we had a high today of 93. We're still about 80 degrees. We had a low of 72. We had a little rain earlier this evening. That's a little bit, kind of a tease, you might say. So, we'll say 73's all around. KA2000.
All right, Jack. Boy, we could use any rain. Haven't had any here in so long. And we could use some, that's for sure. It's pretty dry. All right, thanks, Jack. Thanks for checking in. Let's see if Bill's back. N5AOW.
Okay, back with you, N5AOW. Long distance landline. Get tied up with that. So, anyway, nice day today. Still hot. We've got 79 degrees here. So, it was a warm one, and it's hanging in there. So, hope everyone enjoyed it. But, like most of them said, it was quite humid. Aside from that, not a whole lot going on. Did a few things around here, and pretty much took it easy for the day. So, with that, I'll turn it back to you, Jeff. Have a good evening. N5AOW.
All right. So, well, thanks for checking in there. And, yeah, I've had that with me before. You get a landline right after you check in. And at least got yourself on the list anyway. So, all right. Well, have a good evening there, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-in.
KC2NVU.
KC2NVU, hey, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff. Everybody listening to the net. It's 74 degrees up on the hill here, and it smells like Florida. Florida in June. I can't remember an evening that was so humid. Just amazing. It smells just like Florida. Over.
All Well, the keys up like this, I'm going to plant an orange tree in the backyard. I tell you, I don't mind it. Don't mind it all that much. But anyway. All right, Ray, well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins? Myself, I just had to work pretty much today. That was about it. So, that's all I have to really report. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-in? I didn't copy who that was. Just come back. Pretty sure that was you, Bill, N5AOW, but you're very extremely garbled. Can't hear you, can't barely make out if it was even you.
Okay, I was outside for a minute there, had the HT with me. What I was going to say was that you probably stayed inside and worked just so you could be in the air conditioning. I know what that's like. I've done that before. So with that, I kind of got a chuckle out of it, and I'll turn it back to you. Have a good one, Jeff. And 5AOW.
Roger that. Yeah, it's a good time in the year right here when this kind of heat comes out to stay inside and work. That's true. Well, I did take a walk up on the tow pad, so I forgot about that. And it was hot. I tell you, you didn't want to walk as fast as we normally do, but it's definitely warm. All right, thanks, Bill. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins? All right, hearing none, I'll now close Black River Valley Service now. Return the frequency of radio which you use. I'd like to thank my father, John, down the Hudson Valley, Dick and Kinderhook, George, John and Hinckley, Reservoir, Rich, Pete, Bill, Jack, and Ray for checking in tonight. And say 73 is anyone listening in. KD2AIT, clear.
Yeah, Jeff, what was the mystery to the aluminum pans on the fence post in the garden? When I was younger, I thought that was just for target practice.
I don't know. I see other people doing it. I'm not sure what it's supposed to be. That's why I was wondering if anybody else knew.
Kathy says it's to keep the birds and stuff out, the movement of it, I guess, scares them away. What we've done is we put the little pinwheels on the post out there. It adds some color, and when the wind's blowing, they don't like that either, and looks a little bit more colorful. But I think it's just to keep, it's interesting, the wind chimes seem to keep some of the creatures away, and we haven't had any problem with the big four-footed creatures yet jumping over the fence, but seems to be some smaller ones that like to get in there. The rabbit type, I think, so we try to keep it barricaded. Alright, I didn't know if there was some other secret thing to it, but yeah, I asked Kathy that. She said it was just to hopefully to act as a deterrent. Alright, thanks, WA273.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't really have too many problems with the birds. I can't think of ever having any problems with the birds. They go in there and they go after the worms and stuff. Usually when I get done weeding, they want to go in there because I don't know what it is in my garden this year, but you'd think I was growing worms instead of vegetables. They're just all over. And I go digging up some potatoes or something, and the birds are right on it. And when I dug out some potatoes yesterday, we dug out three plants, and we must have come out with almost 10 pounds of potatoes, and if we would have picked up the worms, we probably would have had 2 or 3 pounds of them.
If they were good for fishing, you'd be all set for the weekend.
Yeah, it's exactly true. These ones they were fired right up, too. They didn't like being dug up.
Something when you got something right available like that, and then the other people go, you know, do some fishing, they got to stop off somewhere and buy them. we've been lucky so far, so we've been, our cup runneth over with a lot of goodies. We haven't started the potatoes yet, but boy, oh boy, there's going to be, got some golden Yukon out there and some red, and we'll be all set for the winter. All right, WATU.
Roger. Yeah, I didn't do anything but red potatoes this year, and that was I should have done some other ones, but I was trying a couple different reds out, and boy, they are good potatoes, and they're so big right now. Some of them are bigger than by any potatoes I've ever seen before. So we gotta get the rest of them dug out here soon. And all right, thanks, John. We'll catch up with you later. KDQA.
Yep, I think the red ones we have are called Desiree or something like that. Okay, 73W2.
Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations, come now, please.
Edge KPF.
KD2 AIT. Good evening, Jack. No.
And 5 AOW.
KC2 NBU. This is.
And 2WBX, good evening all.
Okay, very good, nice call up. N2, KPR, good evening, Rich. KD2AIT, good evening again, Jeff. N5AOW, hello, Bob. KC2NBU, good evening, Ray. N2WBX, good evening to you, Dennis. Looking for any additional stations, with or without traffic. Thank you all for checking in tonight, much appreciated, folks. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2000.